Hello, Tweeples, Bruins, and iTunes folks. This is Michael, and I'm going to read a blog post I believe you all should hear. It's entitled I'm Coming Out, and it was posted by Rich DeCunis on April 30th, 2010. You can view his blog at catchytitle.net. I'm going to have to read this blog in three sections. Part 1. Okay, I just cannot take it anymore. I'm voting Labour, and below is a list of the reasons why. I haven't mentioned the economy in the main list because it deserves special attention in the paragraphs immediately below. The economy. The global recession is widely reported to be the worst on record. I've been alive long enough to remember the last two, and whilst this one may be bigger on paper, the effect has been dramatically less. There are two answers to the deficit being put forward by the main political parties. Conservatives say make cuts now. Labour and Lib Dem say shore up the economic growth, then make cuts over 4 years. I don't know about you, but on any given day, I'd much prefer to have a job whilst my government is in debt than to be unemployed whilst my government enjoys a healthy balance sheet. I realise that this is a selfish and simplistic view, and yes, I realise that there are risks for a government to be in debt. However, the economy is growing again, and Labour's plan is detailed whilst remaining flexible, and makes perfect sense to me. The Conservative plan sounds exactly the same as their previous two mishandled recessions. They simply don't seem to understand that the moment government budgets are cut, private sector contracts and therefore jobs are going to be lost, meaning more money paid out in benefits and less income tax, less VAT revenues coming in. I've seen it before twice and I don't want to see it again. I'm employed and I want to stay that way to ride out the difficult times. The business leaders that are hailing Cameron's plan are the same ones that will be better off after Cameron implements Conservative tax plans. I'm not buying it. What did the Conservatives do during their last period in government? I've been thinking about the introduction of any far-reaching social policies that truly benefited society during the Conservative governments of 1979 to 1997. I couldn't think of any, so I asked six different middle-aged, staunch Conservative voters I used to work with. The only things they could reel off the top of their heads was that they gave people the right to buy their own council houses, and they made Britain strong by standing up to Argentina. When I trawled the internet, I pretty much found the same thing. It pales in comparison to Labour's list. I did, however, find this. Well, they ordered the riot police to beat the crap out of striking miners, then caused riots with poll tax, denied there was any evidence that you could catch CJD from infected beef, not everyone has forgotten, privatised anything they could get hold of, took free milk away from children, and squandered a large amount of North Sea gas and oil, although without them, Spitting Image wouldn't have been that funny, so it's not like they're all bad. Now, I wish I could take credit for that. Thank you, Wildcard. Well, that's the end of part one of I'm Coming Out, a blog post by Rich DeCunis from the 30th of April 2010. You can read his blog at catchytitle.net. Please check back for part two, the list of what Labour has done for us. Thank you.